The Tom Woods Show, episode 1992.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if you enjoy the Tom Woods Show, it's time to go to the next level. And next level, Tom Woods, is libertyclassroom.com. This is where my friends and I teach all the stuff you did not get in your conventional education, history, economics, and more, the way it ought to be taught, with all the content they left out or distorted. Check it out at libertyclassroom.com. Hey, everybody. Tom Woods here. I am joined today by Josh Yoder of U.S. Freedom Flyers, which you should check out at usfreedomflyers.org. And they are an organization, he's going to tell us more about them in just a minute, that has been created to fight back against mandates coming out of the federal government. And we're more than familiar with all that. And I want to talk to him about what's going on with the airlines today and what the prospects are for fighting back and what's coming down the road and a whole lot else. So, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Happy to be here.
I am really interested and excited about U.S. Freedom Flyers. First of all, give us a little background about yourself before we get into the organization, who you are and how you are in a, you know, kind of a position of authority here.
Sure, absolutely. I'm a veteran, an Army veteran. I spent many years with the military and working as a defense contractor overseas. During that time period, I also completed my commercial pilot's license. I spent a couple of years flying in Africa. Came back here to the U.S., worked for several regional airlines, and now I work for a major U.S. carrier. And I'm also an entrepreneur as well.
Tell me, what exactly is U.S. Freedom Flyers seeking to accomplish?
We are seeking to do away with the vaccine mandates that have been imposed upon us. And what's important for your listeners to note is that what we're doing is going to affect them as passengers as well. What the airlines and the government are doing to us, they're planning to do to you, which can be referenced in HR 4980. They're planning to set this up to where you won't be able to travel unless you can show proof of vaccination, meaning no entry or departure into U.S. airports. So it's very critical that everyone join us in this effort. We're essentially the canary in the coal mine here. And if when we win this fight, it's going to be one for the passengers as well as the crew members.
Given the way that people who are unvaccinated, regardless of the reason they have for being unvaccinated, have been demonized in the United States, isn't this the kind of organization that somebody, even if sympathetic, might hesitate to, if not to join, then at least to be public about? Because, you know, you don't want the pile on from, you know, your fellow countrymen.
We are not anti-vaccine at all. We are pro-freedom of choice. That's what this entire movement is about. We're a grassroots, freedom-based organization who believes that you as an individual have sovereignty over your own body. And we don't believe that the government or that a company should be able to mandate you to do something. That's not freedom.
So I want to actually jump ahead to something that's in current-ish events. Just because of your position, obviously, being in the industry, you talk to people, but also now with this organization, no doubt you talk to even more people in the industry. And we saw something go wrong on Southwest Airlines, and we got all different stories as to what was happening. First, you heard on social media that it was air traffic controllers walking out. Then we heard, no, it's Southwest pilots and staff who are either they're bunching together all their vacation time or they're walking out or something like that. And then we get the official story, which every time there's an official story, you know, your eyebrow should be raised. Oh, no, 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 it's nothing like this. It's some challenges that we face or whatever. The official story came out that contradicted that. And so I think there are some people who wonder, okay, are the official stories just a bunch of lies? Were we right the first time? As far as you know, what really happened?
Well, what I can tell you is that I don't believe the official story either. What is happening is that flight crews are under a tremendous amount of stress due to these mandates. I can't say for sure that they did a sick out. Those types of actions are actually highly illegal because we are union members and we fall under the Railway Labor Act. Now, that being said, you know, the actions of individuals cannot be controlled by anyone. What I do find interesting is that Southwest was the only airline affected. So that's why the official story doesn't make sense. If it was truly a situation where weather caused the delays, that would have also affected all the other airlines operating in the Southeast that day.
So there's a deadline coming up. I mean, the federal mandate doesn't yet seem to have a date attached to it, although I guess the White House said the other day that this will be accomplished by the end of the year. But individual companies can set whatever date they want. So I assume this varies across carriers, and not all carriers are insisting on it. There are some who are not demanding vaccination on part of their employees. But are there any significant dates coming up that we should be watching for?
Yes. What we've been told at most of the airlines is December 8th. First of all, the federal doesn't have the right to put these mandates in place, and that's going to be challenged in federal court, and we're going to win that. The companies that are primarily affected are the federal contractors, the CRAF program being one of those programs. That's why the federal government believes that they have control, or that is why they have control over these airlines, is due to the federal contractor status that they have. You see some airlines that are not involved with those programs who have not mandated, and I believe that's the reason why.
I think it's obvious enough when you mention the month of December, the significance of that month. It's a significant month for retail and it's a significant month for travel. And if you were suddenly to say, you know, X percent of the airline pilots are now no longer at your service, this would throw things into tremendous turmoil. And it wouldn't just be one airline. It would be all over the place. As somebody who has flown under normal, you know, semi-normal conditions without artificial constraints, I'm sure you find December to be pretty busy as it is. So paint us a picture of what it looks like if the mandates go as planned.
Well, it's going to be a disaster, both for air travel and for the U.S. economy. If you remove 20 to 30% of the workforces across these airlines that are already currently understaffed, and you do that in the busiest month of the year, it's going to be an unmitigated disaster. There is no possible way that they can continue to operate with that loss in personnel. And what's really interesting is that we've just entered about a 10-year period of mass forced retirements at the airlines. You're required to retire at the age of 65, and that officially started in 2020. So for the next 10 years, the airlines are going to be losing a tremendous amount of their workforce. The training departments are already running at max capacity and can't keep up. So to remove 20 to 30% of the workforce at the beginning of a 10-year period where thousands of pilots are going to be retiring every year, it's going to be a disaster.
But you seem confident that it won't come to that, or it need not come to that. Is that because there'll be a win in court, or is that also maybe because there'll be enough pressure put on, you know, on the public, on the industry, that there'll be people will be screaming for relief?
Oh, absolutely. We can absolutely win this. First of all, the federal mandate should not be difficult to defeat because it's completely illegal. I mean, anyone who does their research realizes that.
But on the other hand, I mean, look, we just lived through a year and a half of total insane irrationality where governors are exercising all kinds of bizarro powers without the consent of the legislature. I mean, this is the problem. I think we're way too confident that, well, this is clearly illegal, so therefore there's no way it can go through. I don't think we realize who we're dealing with here.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible that there are some decent judges still around, yes. And unfortunately, we're reduced to hoping that they do the right thing. That is the one thing that may stop it. But the idea that, well, something's not constitutionally authorized, that hasn't stopped them in 100 years.
That's true. And I completely agree with that sentiment. What ultimately is going to end this is when we just stand up and say no. The effect that that's going to have on the public, it's going to force the public to become engaged in this issue. They should be getting involved now, and I hope you do get involved now with usfreedomflyers.org. Please come and join up there and help us stop this before it becomes a catastrophe. Ultimately, the public will not have a choice but to get involved once air travel comes to a screeching halt due to the proposed terminations. It's completely unsustainable. These companies realize this. What they're doing right now is they're calling our bluff.
Well, in New York City, the lieutenant governor, or I beg your pardon, now she is the governor, said that given the shortages they now have with healthcare workers because of vaccine mandates and people being let go, that that's okay. We'll just bring in the National Guard, or we'll bring in the military, and they'll solve it. I wonder if they're going to propose that for the airlines at some point. They're going to run out of the military, right? I mean, at some point, the military is presumably doing something else that they're being diverted from to go do this. I don't know how long that can keep up. The military cannot perform every urgently needed service in society, it seems to me.
No, there's no possible way that the military can solve this problem. Actually, in the Air Force, they're grossly understaffed as well currently. And they've had a lot of pilots just quit there over the federal mandates. As a matter of fact, I have a personal friend. He's both an airline pilot and an Air Force reserve pilot. And he resigned his commission with 2 years left to go to retirement. And he forfeited all those benefits because he believes in this. And he's not going to be coerced into doing something that he doesn't believe in. There's no possible way that they solve this issue. These companies and the federal government need to come to the negotiating table with us, because if they don't, we have all the control. All we have to do is say no. That's the most powerful thing that anyone can do. If we just unite and stand together and say no, their game is over.
So by saying no, obviously that means something different for pilots than it does for passengers. But you're basically urging everybody to, in one way or another, in their own individual capacity, say no. So what does that look like for a pilot? Does that mean I'm just not going to work for this company anymore?
Yes, we just say no.
Or I'm not going to fly a commercial aircraft? Because it seems like, even though I read that Spirit Airlines is not requiring vaccination of their own accord, nevertheless, they would fall under the Biden mandate anyway. So eventually, it doesn't matter what their CEO thinks, eventually they would have to do it. So this would mean that you would have to just say, I'm not going to be an airline pilot anymore until this stops. Is that what you're calling for?
Yeah, basically, that's correct. So what I will never call for is anything along the lines of a sick out or a work action, because that's highly illegal under the Railway Labor Act, and we could be prosecuted for that. I'm just asking people to stand together and stand up for their beliefs. These airlines cannot operate without us. It's impossible. They need us. And if we refuse to take the vaccine, they will have no choice but to cave. There will be so much pressure that will be put on the federal government and these companies from the flying public. They will have no choice but to concede.
Yeah, but I wonder if the pressure, given the propaganda, will be instead on you guys. Get vaccinated so we can fly again.
Possibly, but that's where unity is important. If we all stand together, they can call for whatever they wish. But if we're not there to move aircraft, they will quickly come to the realization that they need us and that we are a voice that they should listen to. We will require them to listen to us. And I think we can do it just through peaceful noncompliance.
I don't know that there's any segment of society or industry where there's a majority of people who resolutely believe in medical freedom of choice, but there are substantial minorities and loud and activist minorities who do believe in that. If you had to give an estimate, what percentage, let's say, of the airline industry, of airline industry employees, would you need? I mean, obviously, you'd love to see 100%. But what percentage would you need as a bare minimum for this to, so to speak, fly?
Well, right now, across the industry, we're looking at probably about an average of 30% of pilots that are unvaccinated, slightly higher on the flight attendant side. Ground crew is closer to 50%. The airlines can't afford to lose 10% of us, much less 20 or 30%. They can't operate. That's not going to happen. So I think, you know, if we just all stand together, that's what's going to solve this issue. To become an airline pilot, it's not something that you just wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to be an airline pilot. You know, your training takes years, you know, at least 4 years for your, you know, to get your basic ratings. Then you go through a year or two of basic flight time building, doing flight instruction or flying cargo, at which point you get hired at a regional airline. So now you're 6 years in, you'll fly for a regional for anywhere between, you know, 5 to 10 years before you finally get picked up by a legacy airline. If they get rid of us, this is something, we're not going to be short for a year or two. We're talking about a decade or more.
Hey, everybody, let's take a minute to thank our sponsor, BitTrust IRA. A lot of people have been putting crypto into their IRAs. And if you're thinking of doing the same thing, adding Bitcoin to your retirement account, the best way is through BitTrust IRA. The crypto world can be confusing. It's hard to know where to get started. These guys will help you. BitTrust IRA stores your private keys in nuclear bunkers with military-grade encryption. And by the way, when they say nuclear bunkers, that isn't just hyperbole where they're saying it's really, really secure. We're actually talking about decommissioned nuclear bunkers. They have a 24/7 trading platform with no minimum investments and unlimited trades, plus a team to help guide you along the way if you have any questions. They also offer the lowest trading fees in the industry. So how do you get started? Go to bittrustira.com/woods today to learn more. And for a limited time, BitTrust IRA is waiving the sign-up fee for Tom Woods Show listeners. That's a $50 value. That's bittrustira.com/woods. bittrustira.com/woods. Let me ask you, how long ago did you actually start this organization? Did you start it with other people? Is it entirely your creation?
Yes, I have co-founders in the movement. It was initially started back after a Stu Peters show that I did in August. And the idea for that was to find other people in the industry who felt the same as I did. And people started reaching out by the thousands. And so we quickly organized and started working behind the scenes to bring together, you know, freedom-minded people who were against these mandates. At that time, I believe it was only United Airlines that had a mandate in place. But we were seeing that everyone was moving in that direction. So U.S. Freedom Flyers was officially launched a few weeks ago. And since then, I mean, we just have tens of thousands of people joining. I mean, it's thousands every day. It's just really impressive to see how the American people are coming together. And this isn't even just Americans anymore. It has truly become an international organization with support from all around the world.
Of course, Canada has already implemented a policy like this. And of course, nothing that happens in Canada surprises me anymore. What I am interested in, just thinking about the scenario by which you guys are victorious, and well, I don't mean you guys, all of us are victorious. It seems like there has to be some way for the Biden people to save face here, especially because the withdrawal from Afghanistan was perceived as such a disaster that if Biden yields on this, now he looks like a real weakling. He's got to have some way out, and it doesn't look to me like he's searching for one. So it's just the idea of, they're just going to surrender. I don't know that Biden feels like he's in a political position to do any more surrendering.
Well, Biden is not going to control what we do. He is an absolute disaster, and this is going to be squarely on him. If this happens, he's to blame, and I think the American people are going to understand that because we're going to help them understand that. We're working on educating people and helping people understand, you know, why and how this is happening, how they can get involved. And they have been very active in reaching out to their representatives. I mean, we receive calls every day from congressmen, senators, and state governors who are squarely on our side.
Now, on the one hand, you can say that the companies' hands are tied. But on the other hand, these companies' hands are very glad to be extended outward when there's government money to be placed in them. So it's not like they have no channel of communication with the politicos out there. And it seems like another, let's say, outlet for our frustration could indeed be the leadership of the companies for not pushing back, for not representing their people who have served them with distinction for, in some cases, I'm sure, many years, suddenly to dump them unceremoniously on clearly unscientific grounds. So we now know that the vaccines don't even prevent transmission. And there are, I'm sure, a great many pilots who already have natural immunity anyway. So even on their own terms, the thing makes no sense. But do you think we have a right to be upset at the weakness of the corporate leadership of the airlines? Or do you feel like, well, what can they do?
No, absolutely, we have a right to be upset. If I can stand up as an individual and publicly say no, so can they. It requires courage. We need courage and leadership. And we need them to step up and stand out and speak for their people and to represent all of us. A major frustration within our companies has been the lack of representation by our unions. Our unions have completely abandoned us. They are autonomous political organizations who care about nothing other than themselves. They are not there to represent us. That's what they're supposed to do. They're required to do that by law. But the unions are not representing us. They are just hanging us out to dry. And essentially, U.S. Freedom Flyers is providing the support for the employees that the unions are failing to do.
I'm looking at the website right now. It's usfreedomflyers.org and how you can help. And I want to reiterate here, I will be joining this organization myself shortly after the conclusion of this conversation. But understand that although we're talking about the airline industry and people who work in it, the message here is quite clear that everybody is needed. Everybody's help is needed. Passengers also. And I'm a very, very frequent passenger. I fly all the time, and it's one of my favorite things in the world to travel. And to have this taken away from me would be just devastating. So, and I don't feel like the entire burden of this should rest, you know, on the shoulders of the pilots and of the flight attendants and everybody else. That I benefit tremendously from the work that you people do. And I don't want to leave you guys hanging out to dry. I want to feel like I'm doing my part. And I hope everybody listening to this will have that same feeling. So, of course, part of that is going to be, yeah, financial contributions would be welcome. And there's no reason to be ashamed of that. You can't run an organization like this without financial contributions. And I'll make one. And people listening to this should make one. We should win this fight. And we should help them win this fight. So I suppose another thing we can do is spread the word about your organization and news items and stuff of that sort.
Yes, thank you very much. Passengers are absolutely critical to this movement. Like I've been saying for a while, like this will ultimately be won in the court of public opinion long before it ever ends up in a court of law. And by your listeners donating to us, if we win this fight, you also win. Because if we can defeat this at our level, bills like HR 4980 will not be possible. I believe that we can solve this issue. And yes, we need everyone to be involved, take action, speak out, spread the word, and help give people a voice. And my goal is to help people find the strength to stand up and say, no, if we're doing it, you can do it as well. So please join us.
One final thing. It says here, you're talking about your legal challenge against the mandates. And you say, note, if you are a transportation industry employee and want to join our suit, you must become an official member. Becoming an official member is the only way you can be named under this suit. So does that mean, and I'm sorry for my ignorance here, but that when the suit takes place, there'll be a big, long list of names of people who are in one way or another attached to it, and you want that to be as long as possible?
Partially, yes. I mean, there will be, you know, individual plaintiffs listed on the case, and that will probably not be everyone that's obviously a member, but all members of USFF will be represented. Okay. And we will all experience the positive outcome from that, yes.
Right. Okay. So the website, usfreedomflyers.org, I'm going to have a link to it on the show notes page, tomwoods.com/1992. And again, folks, I don't generally urge you to do things that I myself don't do. You know, like I actually shave with the razors I tell you guys to shave with. You know, I actually do the things I urge you to do. So I'm going to be doing this. I'm joining. And if you don't have the financial means to join, you can do other things. Just letting people know about the existence of this organization, maybe they can help. Doing what you can to spread the word is also very, very important. And of course, being able to travel, can you imagine even 2 years ago thinking that this was even on the table, that such a thing could be raised? And now here we are in the middle of it. We can't be blasé about this. We have to step up at a moment like this and make ourselves heard. And these folks who are doing this courageously deserve our support. So once again, the website, usfreedomflyers.org. Josh, thanks so much for your time and best of luck to you and everybody working with you.
Thank you, Tom. I truly appreciate the support. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, before we depart, something very valuable for you. I have a listener who's been a member of the Mises Institute since the late 1980s, who is a hardcore Rothbardian, and who's also been a stock analyst at a major global money management firm for 25 years and an investment banker. And he's got a brand new site, bullandbearprofits.com. And what he's aiming to do is to help individual investors generate strong annual returns in both bull and bear markets. The site is absolutely filled with information, special reports, video webinars, interactive member Q&As, stock recommendations, of course. So you can get all this stuff at bullandbearprofits.com. I'll link to it at tomwoods.com/1992. And remember, if you would like publicity for a site that you are dreaming of creating, make sure before you start that site, you check out tomwoods.com/publicity. You'll get a nice little bump from me and also some free goodies that will help get you up and running faster than you thought possible. So bullandbearprofits.com is the site I'm recommending to you today. And the details for how you can get promotion and bonuses from me can be found at tomwoods.com/publicity. Now, this is the last episode I'm recording before the 2000th episode of The Tom Woods Show. This may actually be released on Monday after we've done it. But yes, it's true that we are a little bit behind, but I didn't want the 2000th episode to be recorded the day the 2000th episode was slated to come out, because then we would have no time to edit it and make the video look presentable and, you know, fix it all up and whatever, get the audio just right for all the different clips we're using. We need some time on that. So it's not actually by accident that it turned out this way. This gives us a little time to work on it, get it ready for you so that you can listen to it, or much, much better, you're going to want to view the 2000th episode, because you can listen to it, but I'm going to have to omit things like Doc Dixon, because if you can't see, you can't appreciate a magician. So I will keep you posted on that, but just watch out when you see it pop up in your podcast app. Just know that you can go find it on your favorite video platform. I'll have it up on YouTube, and I'll also have it up on my Odyssey channel. So you're going to enjoy it. I'm crossing my fingers that it all will go well. And thanks for listening. See you soon.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.